Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the 319th Rough Riders Radio Podcast. This is the old Rough Rider himself. Tonight, we have Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, a loose cannon. Let's get right to it. Brett Kavanaugh is a loose cannon. He certainly can't hold his liquor. He certainly can't admit to blacking out. He certainly can't admit to assaulting women and helping others do the same. He certainly can't admit that he has a belligerent, bellicose, and angry demeanor when baby Brett doesn't get his way or doesn't have his point of view dominate. He certainly can't admit that he will definitely do away with Roe versus Wade, even though no more than 10 years ago he openly questioned whether Roe versus Wade was correctly decided. He certainly can't admit that he was coached to be more like Trump, bombast, bellicosity, overly aggressive, and abusive. Of course, abusive, that last trait demonstrated by his disgraceful counterattack on the Judiciary Committee member, the Democratic Senator from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar, herself a former prosecutor. He certainly can't admit that his absolutely god-awful reference to the Clintons in his opening statement bespeaks volumes about his conspiracy-laden approach to life and or politics. He certainly can't admit that were he to take a polygraph test, it would surely indicate clearly that Brett Kavanaugh has a tenuous relationship with the truth at best. He certainly can't admit that the FBI always precedes, an FBI investigation always precedes any Supreme Court nominee confirmation hearing. Brett Kavanaugh can't admit that he's skirted the ethics and norms of civilized society because he was brought up in and coddled by an excruciatingly insular and privileged background. Well, Brett, look into the mirror and just admit to yourself, at least in private, that you are a lying sack of shit that most likely just torpedoed your chances of ever surviving to being advanced to take a place on the Supreme Court. Have another drink, Brett. You're going to need an awful lot of them in the future, my friend. That concludes our 319th podcast, Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third. And unlike Brett Kavanaugh, we'll won't be stumbling to home plate because we're clear-eyed and on the J-O-B. Thank you for listening. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but we know you're not just along for the ride because, after all, it is you all that decide.